We got a special guest joining us for the first time on the Outdoor Show, fisheries biologist Corey Kovacs from the office of the DNR in Newberry. And Corey, I appreciate your time. Thanks for giving it to us today. I know you're busy.
No problem at all. Just trying to make fishing great.
Well, that's what we're here for, too. So I'm actually anxious to hear what you got to say. First of all, can you tell folks what your role is here in the Upper Peninsula as a fisheries biologist?
Yeah, I'm a fisheries biologist. I manage the Eastern Lake Superior portion of the Lake Superior Management Unit. We manage things in watersheds with how we manage fisheries with same objectives and management goals. So I work a lot with constituents such as, you know, stakeholder groups, be it a fishing club, individual anglers, lake associations, and just looking at fisheries communities as a whole. Do individual lake management such as inventories, management with some status and trend surveys, sampling with netting gear, electrofishing gear, and et cetera. And sometimes you'll see us pop up on a lake. You'll see a DNR flag. You'll see our electrofishing boat, the lights at nighttime. So that's what we're doing. We're out doing inventory and collecting data. And what we do with that data is really for the anglers. We set regulations. We make proposals to the NRC with regulations. And that's really for the benefit of those anglers out there. Also, with that information we collect from those surveys, we set stocking rates with management prescriptions, and then we can also decide if habitat needs to be improved for any kind of sustainability fish populations as well. I work hand-in-hand with DEQ on permit reviews. If there's a big dock project or a seawall project or some kind of habitat modification across my management unit, I review all of those DEQ permits, and we do get a fair amount considering the population centers like Marquette, Sault Ste. Marie, and Munising. So, yeah, I'm pretty broad what my responsibilities are, but I'm primarily here for the angler. That is what my goal is, to make fishing better and create opportunities with licensed dollars.
Oh, fantastic. Corey, I actually can't wait to get into a lot of things with you over the next year. I'm really glad we connected today for the first time. Right now, obviously, ice fishing is the big focus. And Munising Bay is going to be a big part, I'm sure, of what we're going to be able to talk to you about. And we'll get to that in just a little bit here. But let's focus on the inland lake opportunities for the moment and what you're seeing in the eastern portion of the Upper Peninsula.
You know, we're pretty lucky this year. I'd say we haven't had a lot of snowfall, and the snowfall we had is really starting to go away. It's starting to dwindle. We're getting rainfall even today outside the window. So with that, you know, anglers have already had an opportunity to jump out there pretty early before Christmas, which is, even for the UP, is rare. But they're jumping on panfish populations now. They're hitting some northern pike fisheries and some walleye. So, you know, I really want to kind of identify some of the opportunities out there on the inland waters until Munising Bay hits and Grand Marais and Marquette Harbor. You know, like last year, we were pretty lucky to get out there on all those sites. So yeah, we can talk about inland lakes. So really, one big area on my radar is always south of Munising. There's just a smattering of individual lakes, whether it be a walleye lake, a panfish lake, an opportunity to get some northern pike, and even some of our rainbow trout lakes that are open through that area. So that really presents a great opportunity. It's a lot of sites in a relatively small, localized area and with good access. A lot of it is on the Hiawatha National Forest, the West Unit, but albeit with the access being good there, most anglers can get out there with no trouble. Mm-hmm. And currently, right now, you can hit some of those lakes without any snow cover on the ice. You know, so I guess just be cautious of that, of course. But we are seeing 6 to 7, 8 inches of ice on most of the inland waters in that area, and as far reaching as the east end of UP as well. So yeah, south of Munising, H13, that would be a great target for an angler just, you know, calling me at the office, and he's asking me or she's asking me, where do I go? What do I look for? I said, you know what, start south of Munising. That's probably your best hit. Some anglers are going to really focus on some of the larger lakes too, such as Autrain Lake, Autrain Basin, Indian Lake, and I can get you all the way over here to the Curtis area, too, but just focusing near Munising right now, Autrain Lake gives you some walleye, perch, pike, and there's some pretty decent pike floating around out there. And the walleye fishery has really came on strong. It can be challenging to fish in the open water period, but I think with the hard surface, anglers can get out there and pinpoint those areas targeting walleye. Mm. We've been stocking that lake since the walleye moratorium was lifted due to VHS in 2011. You know, to really bolster that population back to where it should be. Autrain Basin, More recently, we've just placed the no minimum size limit for northern pike on that fishery. A lot of stunted northern pike out there. There are some opportunities for some bigger fish, but for the most part, they're, you know, kind of stunted out. They're in the 19, 20-inch range. And with that no MSL, it provides an opportunity for those anglers to catch some 20, 21-inch fish, take those home for table fare. And that's also a pretty cool fishery for smallmouth bass and some walleye as well. A few yellow perch out there, but more the walleye and smallmouth bass.
Well, Corey, I am loving this right now. You are giving us some phenomenal insight and information. So I would like to continue with our inland lakes and then even touch on Munising Bay this year and what your prediction is, assuming we get ice. If we can get a little bit more time from you in our next outdoor report later this hour, could you hang around?
I could definitely do that. No problem.
Corey Kovacs, fisheries biologist for the Eastern Lake Superior Management Unit, and we'll continue with him in our next outdoor report later this hour. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.